Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
It's been a little while. Ryan, it's great to have you back. A lot of things developing. We're really getting close now. We're about a month away from the new year. And a lot of developments are going to happen in 2019. We're working on a lozenge version of the Supernox to release nitric oxide. There's some other products I'm sure they're coming down the pike. I don't know if you want to talk about them now, but they're coming next year. We have amazing protocols. One of the things we're launching this week is our 24-hour, 7-day-a-week NutriMed stream network. And we have right now already about 15 broadcasters signed up to actually be on our network. So we are also going from being sending the stream over directly from Genesis late night the last week or so. We've been about a year over at Red State Talk Radio, number one talk radio network. We're going live on the first hour, which will be very soon, once we get the stream finalized and stream, guys, for hour one on our nutritional functional anti-aging to 3 to 4 Eastern time zone, will be available probably in the next few days. And, of course, all the other broadcasters, you can go to Deagle Network. You'll be a player on all three websites, NutriMedical, Clay and Iron, and Deagle Network, and of course all the subpages for each different broadcaster. You can be able to search their topic that they talk about, whether it's Kelby Smith, who's on my show regularly on Tuesday. He'll have his own separate show. Josh Bernstein, I think, will have a show, I think, at least 4 days a week, I think Monday to Thursday. So it's going to be really good. And of course the nutritional breakthroughs, we're making a lot of breakthroughs in my research and training on the biophilia functional medicine scanner, and we can do it local here. You can fly in or drive in, or I can do a scan remotely anywhere, and I can order test kits. We have new test kits. In fact, we just added another test to my armamentarium. It's called a GMAP test, and it measures PCR of all the pathogens in your gut, polymerase chain reaction. So it's a new technology to identify if you have a dysbiosis. And a lot of people need digestive enzymes and a bump in their stomach acid and pepsin levels, and they need to get rid of their leaky gut syndrome. I know we talked about this in the past. Dunwoody Labs and does a zonulin test, and Genova Labs does a lactulose mannitol sugar test to look at leaky gut. But leaky gut's a big deal. I recently read some of the books by Dr. Gundry. I think some of the things he has are pretty good. Other things, he's missed a whole lot of areas which I know about. But he's right about lectins, and he's right about dysbiosis in the gut, tied directly to a whole lot of problems, including autoimmunity, stealth pathogens, and immune mimicry, where they can mimic a pathogen and make your body attack a specific tissue. For example, Saccharomyces cerevisiae, which makes bread rice, has a decapeptide that looks identical to the splenic microbasement membrane of your bowel wall and your terminal ileum, so you can start off ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease. So, Ryan, let's talk about gut things today. What do you want? Which one we want to pull first?
Well, like you said, Dr. Bell, so many people are just suffering from digestive issues, and it really is a key area to start with. Because if we're not absorbing our food, our nutrients, then, we're setting ourselves up for a long, slow recovery or maybe no recovery at all. So I think you know, some of the simple things that people need to do, like you're saying, digest ease, start with things like acid replacement. I know it's counterintuitive where most people go with, you mean acid suppressive, because that's what our typical, you know, the prescriptions and what the normal recommendation would be is you're just producing too much acid. That's not necessarily the case for many, many people. The body's not going to arbitrarily just want to produce more acid. It may trigger more acid based on the histamine response, but overall, it's not just sitting there wanting to produce more stomach acid. And chances are you have less and less as you've aged, and you don't digest your food properly. And without that stomach acid, what we end up setting up, Dr. Bill, I know you're very aware of it, is SIBO. So you end up with basically passing the wrong, or I should say like the wrong pH bolus of the food into the small intestine, and now all of a sudden, now your enzymes aren't going to work. And now
your enzymes won't digest your food. Yeah, not only that, you get SIBO, small intestinal bowel overgrowth, which causes gallbladder disease, pancreatitis, and even pancreatic cancer, and was one of the fair factors triggering off diabetes, is SIBO.
Yeah, and so people are you know, getting more heady, and this is mainstream medicine published journals where they look back and they see so many correlations of various different kinds of what they call conditions or diseases that are progressing, and people look at what's a correlating factor. SIBO is one of those correlating factors that's continually showing up now, and they're realizing it's kind of like a time bomb. You've kind of messed up your gut at some point by doing behavior, most likely. It's our own undoing. Simply by not eating in a relaxed environment. We eat on the run, stress, so we don't produce acid anyway, because when you're under stress and your body thinks it's in a rush, in a hurry, or it's trying to escape something like, you know, the proverbial lion chasing you,
right.
It doesn't want to overproduce acid. It'll digest food after it's saved your life. Instead, it's worried about enough blood going to your muscles and running away from things. And that goes for what's happening here. We've got to slow down, digest our food, eat it properly, and then support ourselves. Because over time, due to exposure to sugar, alcohol, antibiotics, the stress response, so forth, we lower and lower, basically, our production of acid, and then we kind of set ourselves up. So DigestEase is one of those great formulations to easily start working with the body and getting it to reset. And it's amazing how many people come back and be like, I can't believe that all these years I've been suppressing acid, and here all of a sudden you flip the script on its head and the symptoms go away, and they're really working on the core of the issue, digesting food.
Yeah, and it's a big deal. And gluten is one of the factors. One of the Dr. Gundry talks about is other factors besides gluten. There's one that's called GWA, or gluten, wheat, agglutinin. You know, the basically the... these other factors, or lectins, which actually can punch holes in your bowel wall.
Mm-hmm.
There's also bacteria. I mean, most people don't realize they get actually six, roughly, episodes a year that people, Americans, get food poisoning. And so it's not just, it's viruses, it's bacteria, it's worms, it's lectins. It's also pesticide-activated and amplified biotoxins in your diet. Or if you eat, say, meat, and the animal has been fed corn or genetically modified food, that flesh is not normal. It's not like grass-fed beef, for example.
Right.
People don't realize a lot of these diseases are brand new because we're starting to change the whole way. The agricultural revolution starting 10,000 years ago with grain started to cause new diseases. We see it in ancient Egyptians where they start getting diabetes and other health issues that weren't previously present to, you know, hunter-gatherer man. And to be honest with you, our biology is not a lot different than the great apes. They eat, like, you know, so many pounds of leaves and so on a day, and people say, well, there's no protein in that. Sure there is. There's a whole lot of antioxidants and other things, too. As a result, they have two or three large stools that are like the length of a regular snake every day. We don't. So we don't have a healthy bowel. And if you don't have a healthy bowel, everything else in your body is going to go to hell in the handcart. And including what's called the famine reflex, which gets triggered off because our diet is deficient in minerals, deficient in fiber, amplified in biotoxins like genetically modified food, lectins, and everything else that's going to bother you. And that's why our nutraceuticals, I start off with GastroHeal, 1 to 2, 4 times a day, Living Probiotic twice a day, Living Probiotic Ultra every third day. Take things like, if your digestive enzymes are not digesting your food, you're literally, you know, in a sense, you've got undigested food getting in your small bowel, which grows bacteria like crazy, doesn't it? And then you need to take antipathogenics like our Allicin Med, Neutrodyne, NutriSilver, and immunoglobulins, Nutrimune 26Y, to help your immune system tag and kill the pathogens in your gut. And the amount of young people, even teenagers in 20s and 30s, with SIBO, or small intestinal bowel overgrowth, dysbiosis, and abnormal motility problems is really high. Predisposes to hypothyroidism, diabetes, obesity, all kinds of health problems, and people don't get it, do they? They don't realize even leaky gut can lead to autoimmunity like lupus syndrome or other diseases. And there's a direct link, isn't there?
Yeah, there sure is, and it should be, you know, as much as some people might find this frustrating because they're like, wait, why didn't I hear this? It's amazing to think about. This is what science is unraveling now, is to go, wait a minute, these complex, weird things that are going on in your body, a lot of it just come down to really core concepts. Like, literally, we've just been suppressing the way that our body naturally can protect itself, naturally wants to absorb nutrients and then expel toxins. And so we just disrupt it. And if we can go in and reinforce the way it naturally will do it through supplementation, reset a lot of things.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Let's turn to the next thing. It's the season to be stressed. Insomnia, stress, you know, mood disorders, and so on. We have, of course, things like Positinol. We've got NADH for energy. We have the sports energy lights to increase your ATP levels. But for mood, my favorite is Combine Brain Mag. These are amazing, aren't they?
Absolutely. Yeah, they... The Calm Mind, I think you've renamed that many times, just when you talk about it, from marriage savers to behavioral repatterners.
Better than Mary Jane, I call it.
Better than Mary Jane, better than yeah, there's so many good things about it, but it's really neat because it works so quick for people, you know, that usually are taking a scoop or two.
And most people that are stressed, we have the Stress to Go formula, which is a combination of all kinds of different components, from Banaba to ashwagandha, special component of ashwagandha, etc. And then the 5-HTP cross, because tryptophan, which is in your gut, doesn't cross the blood-brain barrier. So you have to get 5-hydroxytryptophan to cross to actually make serotonin to reverse mood problems and melatonin to help you sleep. So we've got the 5-HTP cross, we've got the Stress to Go, and of course we have Calm Mind Brain Mag. You can sip all day long and all night long, and you'll be cool as a cucumber, as they say. The Himalayan monks actually drink a version with one of the components in our Calm Mind. One of the components is actually in the Himalayan drink and has been there for 1,000 years.
Yeah, the Brain Mag, you know, magnesium is one that most people can appreciate. They use it in some form or fashion. And think about it from muscle relaxation, muscle performance, and so forth. But what's neat about the Brain Mag is that it's shown to be a specific type of magnesium chelate that can cross the blood-brain barrier.
Right.
So they've done some really neat research with it, Dr. Bill. Like, for example, with animals, the term would be fear extinction. Things kind of like you would associate PTSD for humans, where, you know, you're reliving a traumatic experience and it's causing a negative reaction in your body and your health. They can get a reprogramming effect very dramatically by making sure these animals have adequate amounts of magnesium crossing the blood-brain barrier. And then all of a sudden, behavior-wise, it completely changes. The other thing they've studied is, even in humans, is the cognitive function. When people are starting to go down that cognitive decline, and they're starting to lose that memory, recall, and so forth, this is a formulation that, studying individuals like that, ages from 55 up to 75, they were able to reduce the brain age and the overall performance by 9 years for this group of individuals, just in the first 12 weeks of using it. And that's just getting magnesium to cross the blood-brain barrier. So the Brain Mag formulation is designed twofold. It crosses the blood-brain barrier and also has a whole-body magnesium. So that aspect of relaxation, the restlessness of muscles or calming muscles down, people really fall in love with Brain Mag because of the whole-body effect. But certainly using it, two scoops a day, it's a therapeutic treatment for when people are looking at these memory, cognitive performance issues. Very important. Right. Don't forget the magnesium.
Yeah, and that magnesium is the only form of magnesium that adequately crosses the blood-brain barrier. And, of course, it also sets down what's called the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor that can cause seizure activity in motor non-memory areas. The calming, of course, is xanthine, L-theanine, GABA, and myo-inositol, a special B vitamin for calming. And then, of course, we have the minerals you need for the brain to work properly. We have Vitamineral Max and Minerals Plus, which contains B12 folate for methylation, SAM-E capsules, and the SAM-Ethyl, which is the 400-milligram double dosage of acetaminophen plus 600 milligrams of trimethylglycine. I've tried both. I like both. I tend to prefer the flavor of the little granules of the SAM-Ethyl. But I'll tell you, people don't realize that everything in the body is just chemistry. You don't need to take antidepressants in order to get your mood corrected. You need to take nutraceuticals to jump gene defects or nutrient deficiency. And then the body would correct itself. Same with when you correct sleep. I use a combination of nutraceuticals and Lumen Photon Pad, and I'll tell you, you want to go to sleep, boom, you turn on the right biochemistry, your brain just shuts you down. You don't need to have sedative hypnotic drugs or anything else that's addictive or dangerous, like benzodiazepines. In fact, I recently had a doctor consult me wanting me to help him get off benzos because he got very addicted, I guess. He got himself probably too close to his own prescription pad, and then as a result, he ended up getting addicted to high-dose benzos. Nasty,
yeah. Yeah, terrible.
Well, the medical profession doesn't always have the best common sense, and if they're suffering, they're going to take something longer than they should, you know, whether it's an anti-inflammatory to increase heart attacks or benzodiazepines or an antidepressant that they have a heck of a time getting off. So the medical profession, you know, when you walk into a doctor's office or a chemotherapy office or an orthopedic surgery office, it's hard to hear the receptionist because you can hear the cash register over her voice. Aha. Ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. Pretty bad, eh?
Yeah.
And, you know, and obviously they don't want to solve the problem with something much cheaper, simpler, or less invasive. They want to solve it with a major procedure or a pile of drugs because that's their business. As they say in the Christmas time, if you go to a candlestick maker, they're going to sell you candles. If you go to a butcher, they're going to sell you butchered meat. Right?
That's right.
And you got to understand that. If people, my doctor's a good doctor. Yeah, he's good at business. But, you know, if he actually did functional medicine first, he would cut down your drugs by maybe 90% or more. He'd give you nutraceuticals and lifestyle change and technology like Lumen pads and hyperbaric oxygen and pulse field pads like the QRS pad. And your body would just say, hey, I can heal you now. In a couple of weeks, your body says, hey, I don't need 10 drugs. Maybe you need one. Maybe you need none. Maybe I need a whole pile of nutraceuticals and take them regularly so I don't turn diabetic for I don't get peripheral neuropathy or kidney failure. That's another example, kidney failure. If you take fat-soluble thiamine, you stop leaking microalbumin, so your kidneys won't shut down. And if they are leaking microalbumin, you can stop it with our ultrathiamine B1. If you have blood vessel problems, whether it's varicose veins or hemorrhoids or vascular disease, you need to be on VeinAway. Let's talk about that. Diosmin, it's the right-sized nanoparticle to actually heal the vessel wall, along with things to lower homocysteine like Biotin Plus, Superfolate, Pyrimethyl B12, and, of course, my favorite are SAM-Ethyl and SAM-E. SAM-E capsules and SAM-Ethyl powder, which contains also trimethylglycine. So let's talk about that for a moment. Vessel health. What do? We have CoQ10, the only CoQ10 in the world that doesn't crystallize. CoQ10 is supreme ubiquinol that crosses the blood-brain barrier. We had a question this morning about a lady who wanted to know, can I puncture them because I can't swallow the whole soft gel? No problem. Puncture it, hold your mouth, will actually heal your gums, too. And then it crosses the blood-brain barrier because CoQ10 does not, but CoQ10 ubiquinol does cross the blood-brain barrier for brain metabolism. Interesting, eh?
Yeah.
So, Ryan, let's pull up something dealing with blood vessels. We got magnesium glycinate. We've got VeinAway.
Yeah.
We got the CoQ10 Supreme, which is the only non-crystallizing CoQ10 ubiquinol. Of course, we have a formula called CardioVasc. We have magnesium glycinate, the most bowel-tolerant form of magnesium, because if you take any other form, you're going to get massive explosive bowel spasms and diarrhea. But this one is very well-tolerated.
Right. Yeah, so that goes with absorption. It's really key. This magnesium glycinate, like you're saying, Dr. Bell, this is designed so that you maximize its absorption. It's not going to cause that bowel distress and allow you to really saturate tissues like you need to and want to with that. So it's very important. I think, as you said, the VeinAway formulation you mentioned earlier, I think, is one that comes right to the top of my head because people are progressing, you know, through different dysfunction. There could be just simply spider veins, varicose veins, hemorrhoid issues, or just poor circulation, and they're starting to get this chronic venous insufficiency, and you can bring this formulation in and really change the way that the body's going.
Absolutely. Keep that thought. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Thank you, Ryan, and it's great to see you back. Back in a minute.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
The issue of diabetes is a big one, isn't it?
Yeah, it's big and growing.
Big and growing, okay. For every diabetic out there, there's 3 to 4 diabetics that don't know they're already diabetic. They're not just borderline, they're full-blown diabetic. Okay? Yeah. I'm diabetic, and I take nutraceuticals and so on to keep my blood sugar under control. And otherwise, I'd be on a ton of other crap, but it could be bad. Now, people always think it's blood sugar is the devil. No, it's not just blood sugar. It's blood insulin, it's blood glucagon, it's blood cortisol. It's a whole bunch of hormones are out of whack. So when we give people, we have to resensitize your muscle. That's why the minerals, for example, vanadium that's in our dibetylene, and Biotin Plus, and our chromium help to resensitize your muscles, because the biggest first problem is your skeletal muscles, which is the primary sink to use up sugar, are becoming insulin resistant. That's the primary thing that happens when you turn diabetic. And decades before that happens, you're getting other changes in the body's hormone balance. Insulin resistance is slowly rising, so you can look at someone's insulin level, it may be elevated. You say, whoa, that's twice normal, three times normal. Long before they get hypertension, which, by the way, everybody who's hypertensive is a pre-diabetic. Everybody who has vascular disease is basically a diabetic that may not have high sugar yet. They may not be a hyperglycemic diabetic yet, but they're hyperinsulinemic. You see, my phases of diabetes includes this hyperinsulinemia, not just hyperglycemia. That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
And if you look at it, it's an adaptive phase, going back hundreds of thousands of years to what we call ancient pre-man, that survived hunter-gatherer. When they had periods of starvation, they had to switch from their skeletal muscles using glycogen to use fatty acids for fuel. So if they had stored fat, they had a chance to survive famine. Now, if those reflexes are turned on because of mineral-depleted soil that doesn't have chromium and other minerals like selenium and copper, etc., like copper, zinc, SOD1, then if you don't correct those minerals, chromium, vanadium, copper, zinc, etc., you can't fix the sensitivity of the muscle, which is the GLUT4 transporter and the insulin receptor on your skeletal muscles. That's the first and most important step. Second thing is you have to block the excess production of glucagon, because you're got a seesaw effect. When your blood insulin's shooting up high because you're having Splenda or aspartame or sugary foods, which are absorbed, like our bread nowadays compared to 120 years ago, you know, 1890s, our bread's absorbed in 20 minutes instead of 24 hours. So we eat a lot of what we call insulinogenic foods. So you want to have a low glycemic diet. You want to have a diet also that's free of gluten, free of lectins, and free of biotoxins like genetically modified food or eating animals that eat HMO food. Because all of them are pro-inflammatory. You also have to get anti-inflammatory fatty acids in your body because our diets are pro-inflammatory. I had Dr. Barry Sears on a few years ago talking about this. He's an MD and also a biochemist. And so you want our Omega Supreme Pro because diabetics have increased inflammation throughout their body, increased free radicals. So the first thing I tell people is take two capsules each of dibetylene, biotin plus, and berberstatin. The berberstatin is going to block the glucagon that takes your liver and tells your liver to convert protein overnight into sugar. So it's not just an insulin problem. And if you eat insulinogenic things or start taking insulin, you tell your fat cells stack away a lot more calories, and when you get a certain size, divide become bigger. So, you know, whether it's these long-acting insulins they give you to get your blood sugar down, or the short-acting insulin or insulinogenic drugs, they can actually make you fatter. Your diet should be more and more, you know, we call veggies, low glycemic index foods, non-GMO sourced meats or grass-fed. And people also know that they have to have a dysbiosis. Everybody has diabetes, has SIBO and leaky gut. Everybody. There's no exceptions. And so you want to take our Living Probiotic twice a day, Living Probiotic Ultra every third day, and the berberstatin, of course. And you want to be taking GastroHeal because your gut will leak, but you can correct it with zinc carnosine. Now, all of our drinks, especially glycemics, I usually tell people to take glycemics and replace one meal, two meals a day with glycemics. And it's a good idea, too, to do a fast from the morning to the supper meal at least 2 days a week. And I do that now. So I'll fast, not have anything except for my Zevia water or maybe a tea with a little bit of coconut milk in it, and that's it until supper time, 2 days a week. Because when you fast, you're telling your muscles, hey, you got to start absorbing sugar again, especially when you take our minerals, which is in Vitamineral Max and Minerals Plus. And I have some custom minerals, too, for chromium. We have chromium cruciferate from John Hopkins. And I have also a chromium vanadium special hydrogenated liposomal thing that I make special that are on consult only. You can't just order it. You have to actually have a consult if you're diabetic. Because if your sugars are still not coming down, we've got to resensitize your tissue. So basically, dibetylene, berberstatin, and Biotin Plus, at least two capsules before each big meal. Glycemics to replace one or two meals. The things for probiotics to clean up your gut and recolonize it so your gut's healthy. And prevent leaky gut, because these are all tied directly to sending signals to your fat cells with elevated insulin. And when fat cells get elevated insulin, so when they become what we call angry fat cells. I call it angry adipocytes. I call it the A2 syndrome. And angry adipocytes send a signal to your muscles to make you insulin resistant. So when you make your fat cells angry, they tell your muscles, don't absorb sugar anymore. Isn't that crazy? And we know what cytokines are being generated to do that. So maybe you want to use nutraceuticals like our diabetes, biotin plus, and berberstatin, so you block that reaction. That's why the components in it will reduce your insulin resistance in your tissue and make your muscles start responding again and make your other tissues. For example, when you get insulin resistance in your liver, you get fatty liver, which can be dangerous and cause hepatitis. When you get in your blood vessel walls, it causes heart disease. And when it gets in your brain, you become demented. Dementia is actually type 3 diabetes, I call it. I coined the term 38 years ago with Dr. Otto Hewitt. That when your brain cells, astrocytes, and glial cells become insulin resistant, your brain runs on sugar, so it doesn't run. It can run as a result of MCT medium chain triglycerides to substitute, but most people don't have much MCT in their diet. You know, like coconut oil or MCT oil and things like that. I'm working on the idea of a formula for the brain to put MCTs in there, so if someone's getting early pre-dementia or they're diabetic and they're starting to get memory problems, they might be developing what we call diabetes of the brain, which is what dementia is. And some people, by the way, don't turn, frankly, diabetic in their blood sugar because their muscles, their first target tissue is their brain. So they get dementia when their brain cells no longer will use sugar. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the medical profession is completely missing this. They don't look at the body as a kind of a fuel utilization system. If your body doesn't use sugar, it's going to pile up in your bloodstream, and you're going to get hyperglycemia. Pretty simple, isn't it? Mm-hmm. That's why whole body vibration, like the Sonic Life, is the best machine. Not just the whole VibraSlam, but Sonic Wave, plus the harmonic resonant frequencies we use for, we can put through to stimulate your insulin receptors, and minerals, like Linus Pauling's research, to make your ion channels open up and turn on your insulin receptors and make the right structural proteins and enzymes. So you reverse, because diabetes is a plague. It's the number one disease expanding on society in middle age and older, isn't it? Number one,
yes.
By a large margin.
Yes. Absolutely.
So, for every diabetic out there, there's 3 to 4 diabetics that don't even know it, and they're on the way to catastrophe. Blindness, yeah. Renal failure, amputations, misery, for men, impotence, premature death, heart attack, strokes, you name it. As they say, if you know diabetes, you know medicine, don't you?
There's so many things that, yeah, if we just intervene and blunt that damage, that inflammatory response we have from the food we're consuming is still massive.
Then you want to also take things to block the glycation of proteins, Nutrichol at least 1-3 times a day, and carnosine D-link, which actually will de-link the sugar on your proteins, because when you have proteins that get glycated or enzymes, they lose their enzyme activity, and your proteins lose their structural integrity. So you don't want proteins that are cross-linked, including your eye, which causes blindness and cataracts, or can cause other changes throughout the body, like peripheral neuropathy is caused by free radicals and by glycation in your peripheral nerves. So fat-soluble thiamine is very important. That will prevent reverse peripheral neuropathy. Gamma E+, cell-detox glutathione. Glutathione levels are depleted in diabetics. So you need those. If you don't take them, you're going to get in trouble. And Omega Supreme Pro, extremely important, because if your fatty acids are inflammatory from your diet, if you're diabetic, you're going to get in trouble real fast.
Are you afraid to go to the mail?
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque, and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back. So the next area I'd like to talk about is surviving Christmas. You want to stay calm. That's why Calm Mind Brain Make, 5-HTP Cross and Stress to Go. Then you also want to survive and not develop a heart attack or a stroke or get cancer. And, of course, we have malignant block. We have, of course, ellagic acid. We have things to boost your immune system like Myco-D2 to fight cancer. And a lot of people are going to get major events happen over the holiday. It's not as the holiday, the season is the time to kind of be with your relatives and friends. It's the time to develop a terminal illness. There's no time like between Thanksgiving, Christmas, and early New Year or shortly thereafter where people have a stroke, heart attack, or develop a terminal illness like cancer or autoimmune illnesses.
There's no one like you to bring sunshine to the holidays like that, Dr. Bill.
So, yeah, but you can buffer yourself against that. First off, what I tell people to do, number one, eat a low glycemic index diet. If you do have carbos, take some our carbo block, which is our glycemics. You can take a small, put it in the fridge, take a small glass of that before you have your pie. It'll block the carbohydrates. Interesting,
mm-hmm.
eh?
Mm-hmm.
You can do things like try to select to drink either straight drinks or we call liquors, but don't put mixes in there. Don't use aspartame or Splenda if you're going to have it, have something like Zevia for your sweetened drink. And, try to avoid foods that are going to contain lectins and foods that are dysbiotic. Or make sure you don't have old turkey or old turkey dressing. Dressing only lasts for hours afterward. But after about 6 hours, you should not eat any dressing for turkeys.
That's a warning a lot of people right now are groaning with. They're like,
oh. They're groaning with it, yeah. And turkey, by the way, turkey itself will last for about 3 or 4 days. You have really clean turkey. Like, we got a Butterball organic turkey, which is very high quality.
Yeah.
But even the meat, we had to throw it yesterday after we had some, really good gravy and organic turkey. But a lot of the other things disappear. Now, the other thing is you can cook with things like a pressure cooker to kill a lot of the lectins off and to get rid of the pathogens, because a lot of food is pathogen. So if you want to reheat things like turkey and so on, reheat it in a pressure cooker. It'll kill everything off. Isn't that interesting? Better than a microwave. Microwave won't kill it. Pressure cooker will. Isn't that interesting, eh?
Yeah, those are cool.
But low glycemic index diet, and if you do something, try to block the carbs with our glycemic drink. I have a blender. I put a blender glass in the fridge. If I think I'm going to eat something that's carbo, which I usually don't eat bread. If I have bread, I have the German Meshtemacher bread. When I put my MCT oil, I put macadamia oil and nuts and MCT oil for my breakfast, and I eat berries on the side. That's my breakfast.
I just want to point out on that, as you're saying, the glycemic meal. I've really been encouraged by the science we've talked about its ability to just be such a great blunter, and just a half serving of the glycemic meal.
Yeah.
And that is something I have really incorporated since last spring. And
right.
I would tell you, I've reshaped by over 20 pounds just in, I'm not
yeah.
a really
yeah.
vocal.
You can just have a small
person. I'm just trying to get more athletic and more lean.
Right.
And it's just been able to blunt. I usually use it 1 to 2 times a day. And I've been very pleased to see what has really happened there.
You can put a scoop in a blender with filtered water, like our Pure Water System water.
Yeah.
Blend it up and just take a shot. Take a small glass, 6 ounces, and boom, before your meal, and it'll blunt any carbs you have there.
Well, also I'll point out, just for simplicity's sake, though, Dr. Bill, I will literally spoon stir a half scoop or one scoop into 4 ounces of water and drink it down, and you're just, just in case. If you're on the run.
You're like my wife. She drinks it like syrup. She drinks her drink like Life Support Ageless. She drinks it like in glycemic. She'll mix it up, and it's like a warm ice cream. It's like
somebody melted some ice cream. You're like a little vanilla shot, and you're just like, okay, going to. And Dr. Bill, reality is, listen, you know it, I know it, that not everybody's going to make the best choices, whether it's holidays or whatever. But it's like, man, you're going to about to eat stuff, like you said, a party. You got a carbohydrate it's going to come in. You just know it by candy or by, somebody made a great dessert or some kind of dinner that you love. But doing this and being able to blunt it, it's all the difference.
Yeah, you've got to blunt sugar, you've got to blunt insulin, you've got to blunt glucagon and cortisol. Because when these things are up and down, we did research on this with Doug back 38 years ago with Dr. Hewen. What's the most important hormone to block your sugar, your insulin driving your sugar through the floor? You know what it is? Your adrenal glands and cortisol. Now, what we found actually is when people have hypoglycemia, they can have a normal blood sugar, but their cortisol drops through the floor and you can't even measure it. So when someone has hypoglycemia, their adrenals stop producing cortisol, but what they do is they dump noradrenaline and adrenaline, and so your stress hormones are trying to keep your blood sugar up by forcing your body through stress hormones to utilize sugar. So someone who's diabetic, the reason why they got the diabetic groceries is their stress hormones are off in orbit, so they need stress to go to blunt that, and need something to blunt the sugar from going all over the place in the cortisol. That's where the stress to go will blunt your excess cortisol production and stress hormones. So diabetics, their stress hormones and their glucagon and their insulin and their blood sugar are rocking all over the place. It's not just one hormone, is it?
Nope. It's
more complex than
a cascading event, that you can
And by the way, that'll also cause what I call the Ruskin-Key thyroid effect, which is 5 deiodinase to make the Ruskin-Key reverse thyroid hormone. And if your ratio of regular free T3 to free reverse T3 is greater than 1 to 4, so if your T3 is 3, your reverse T3 shouldn't be over 12. If it is, you're basically under stress, and your body's literally shutting off your metabolism by taking this Ruskin-Key reverse T3, sticking it into your mitochondria and turning off your metabolism. So your body temperature is lower, your metabolic rate's lower, your body's putting weight on because now your metabolic rate may be 20, 40, 60, 100 calories lower a day. As a result, those calories are going to be turned into fat, and you're going to store it. So people are type 2 hypothyroid when their reverse thyroid is greater than a ratio of T3 to reverse T3 greater than 1 to 4. So it's 1 to 8 or 1 to 6 or 1 to 12, you're in trouble. Even if your free T4 and free T3 are normal, usually you'll find low core temperature. Unless you've got a chronic infection, then it'll be elevated like in your gut or somewhere else. But the fact, if you measure the ratio of these hormones, they tell you you've got type 2 hypothyroidism, which is very common. Every diabetic, every hypertensive, everybody with SIBO, anybody with an autoimmune disease and so on, all has an abnormal ratio of T3 to reverse T3. Everybody. Interesting, hey?
Yep.
You think the conventional docs know this? Of course not. They'll just pat you on the back. See you later.
Well, I think what they generally get is, you know, you're just chasing labs to put them in range, and then they go like this. Well, you're in range, so that's good news, but you're like, but I don't feel right.
Yeah, you feel.
And I think that's the big difference is people are chasing labs, and they say, well, generally you look good on a lab, but you don't feel good as a person.
Well, I talk to old endocrinologists because I've been around for a long time. And when they started doing endocrinology testing in the 60s and early 70s, they got lazy and stopped looking clinically at the patient. Oh, your eyebrows are still breaking off. Your skin looks funny. You've got myxedema. Oh, you're still hypothyroid. Your core temperature is below normal. Duh, they're still hypothyroid, people, because they get elevated reverse thyroid. In fact, I mentioned this to one of our NASA guys that was on the show years ago, and I said, look, if you put a patch that was slowly delivered, or a port, you know, it's delivered into somebody's body, you can lower their core temperature to the high 80s or low 90s and put somebody in suspended animation for deep space flights. You just feed them transdermally while you travel to a star system that would seem to be months away, but in fact, because of the approaching light speed, it would actually be years away, and you can keep them alive while they're basically in suspended animation just with reverse thyroid hormone. That's how bad RT3 is. It's bad stuff. And it's endemic. And it's not just adults or diabetic. It's anybody who's got a chronic illness. They're going to be like that. Your body shuts off your metabolism. And it doesn't just do it for your body. It does it for your brain, too. I mean, you wonder why people are saying, oh, my brain's not working well. No, maybe it's shut off. You know? And so that's interesting, isn't it? So surviving Christmas. The other thing, of course, with Christmas is injuries. People get injuries. Well, you want to make sure you take care of joint pain, because when you do things that are different, oftentimes you're going to hurt. So you want to take Inflamex and Arthritix. You want to topically put pregnenolone on. I recommend the CBD oil. We're actually working to have our own private label liposomal CBD oil, which we'll have shortly. Looks like that's going to happen. And Lumen photon pads. I mean, if you get injured, everybody should have a Lumen machine. These are what we call the amazing light band-aids. I use it for my AquaVivos technology to actually get rid of my need for CPAP. And already my appliances move my airway, so my airway is wide open. So they're modifying the actual bones of my face because it will remodel your bone with the Lumen pads. So if you've got osteoporosis, osteopenia, or you're trying to move your teeth around with the Lumen, with the AquaVivos system, right? Vivos Life, it's called. The Vivos Life system will actually move your bones around, remodel your airway, to cure you, not just treat you, cure you of obstructive apnea. And I'm actually undergoing the treatment. It works. So our Nutrimeds are amazing. If you want a quick, easy, free protocol, just drop me an email. If you purchase any products, I'll even call you back. Nobody else does that. Dr. Deagle does. If you want a fancy consult, I can look at your lab x-ray. I got Citric Share file. I can even do a biophilia scan local here or remote anywhere in the world and scan your body, believe it or not.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com, That's NUTRIMedical.com or 888-212-8871.